Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply speech therapy. Speech therapy. When I was a kid, I had a problem pronouncing certain words, most notably words that began with the letter S. And when I got to the second grade, they placed me in speech therapy. Well, in speech therapy, there were only two other kids in the room with me. There was Rodney and Tyrone. Rodney stuttered all the time. I mean, he stuttered miserably. It would take him about 3 minutes just to say a handful of words. And Tyrone had a problem pronouncing words that began with TR. So if the word was train, he was say train. If the word was truck, he say shruck. Well, we had a speech therapist that was in there with us, and her primary responsibility was to help us learn how to speak correctly. Now, you may say, man, what does that have to do with running my own business, and what does it have to do with me working in a sales and marketing capacity? Well, speech therapy also has a relevance in business because just like I went through classes to help me learn how to speak, when you make the transition to becoming an entrepreneur, when you make that transition to running your own show, then you also have to go through speech therapy. We have to learn how to speak all over again because words that work in the corporate arena don't translate all the time to the business arena. Words that may have worked in a cubicle won't work in a business presentation. Let's use our word acronym to guide us through this presentation to find out how we use our words to win. That W in our word acronym simply reminds us that our words must be wise. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our words must be wise. Even more than ever, you have to think about the power of your words. Remember, wisdom just outlines the fact that words have three primary characteristics. One, words have power. We have to be wise enough to understand our words can heal or they can harm. Our words can elevate or demotivate. Our words have power. Think of all the times that someone has said something encouraging to you and it made your day. It may have been a stranger who complimented you on your outfit and you got excited about it. Our words have power. When we're wise, we recognize our words have power. We also realize our words have consequences. Have you ever said something to someone or said something about someone not knowing that the person you were talking about could hear you in that conversation? Obviously, of course, that's an embarrassing situation. Our words have consequences. Everything we say has the ability to come back on us. And that's the reason why in our word component, we have to recognize words have power, words have consequences, and words should never be wasted. I say, my friends and neighbors, it's better to waste money than to waste words. Have you ever talked to somebody and they begin rattling on about a conversation and you were thinking to yourself, why are you telling me this? What relevance does it have? Why do I even need to hear this conversation? Well, when you are running a team, when you're managing a business, even more importantly, our words should never be wasted. We should not play with them. We should give our words out judiciously, and we should be very frugal about how we use them. That's wisdom. The O in our word acronym simply reminds us that our words should be optimistic. Yes, my friends and neighbors, our words should be optimistic. In other words, they should always be filled with hope. You know, some people say the glass is half full. Other people say the glass is half empty. The optimist says the glass is overflowing. Now you may say, wait a minute, that's not reality. The glass is either half full or half empty. Not when you talk to the optimist, because the optimist can see the glass how he wanted to look down the line. When you're speaking words of optimism, you're really speaking words of faith. You're talking to people in a manner that you want them to achieve down the line. It's that principle of saying, I'm going to call this a certain way until it becomes that way. You know, I like to hear every time there's a team interviewed on television at the beginning of the season, every team says they're going to the Super Bowl. Even every fan says that this year is their year and their team is going to make it this year. They never say their team team's going to win five games or three games. They talk playoffs and they talk championships. That's to optimism speak. And when you're speaking optimistically every single day, it's not that you're speaking in a fantasy world or in a world that doesn't exist. No, you're speaking about the way you see things, and you're believing those things will come to pass that are in our word acronym. Simply reminds us of the importance that our words must be received. Yes, they must be received. See, words don't mean a lot if they fall on deaf ears. This is the importance of not just what we say, but how we say it. I remember growing up as a kid, there was a show that came on late at night called Showtime at the Apollo. And these would be talent acts, amateurs that were trying to make it to the big time. And they get on stage at the Apollo Theater and they go with their routine. And if the routine wasn't great, the crowd would begin to boo. And then the Sandman would come out. Some of you might remember this. You might be old enough to remember the Apollo. The Sandman would come out and push them off of the stage. Well, mentally, when we say words incorrectly or when we say them inappropriately, then people are booing us on the inside of their minds. They've already tuned us out. Doesn't matter what we say from that point forward. When they begin to boo with their minds, then we've lost them. Our words were not received. In order to make sure that our words are received every time, keep these few things in mind. First, begin with encouragement. When we begin with criticism, that it causes a wall to be built and a person shuts down. When we begin with encouragement, then it causes the walls to come down and the person opens up. Then we have to wait for the right time. Words have to be spoken in due season. They can't be spoken at the wrong time. We have to wait for the right time. Wisdom oftentimes will guide us in that area. Then we've got to remember that less is more. Even during times when we want to correct someone, we don't have to belabor the point. One sentence may be enough for them to get the message. Less is more. Not a long lecture, but just a little bit of information can help us get our teams back in line, and then we end with encouragement. Yes, my friends, those four things. Begin with encouragement, wait for the right time, less is more, and end on a positive note. Then our words can be more received, not just by those on our team, but it can also be received by those potential prospects and clients we're looking to add to our cause. Then finally, my friends, that D in the word acronym simply reminds us that our words should be demonstrated. That's the process of aligning our actions to our words. I remember growing up watching Muhammad Ali. He was a great heavyweight boxer who would call out when he was going to knock someone out. He would say he's talking a lot of jive, but he's going down in five. Then he may say he may think he's great, but I'm dropping him in eight. And ironically, whenever Muhammad Ali told you he was going to knock you out, he knocked you out. And that's the same thing that we've got to do. When we speak it, we've got to live up to it. When we say it, we've got to do it. We want to go forward with our words and make sure that our words can win every single time. My friends and neighbors, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I love your feedback. You can post a comment underneath this podcast if you like. And if you're a full-time or first-time listener, contact the person who sent you this podcast. You can find out how to grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, my friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.